And we are set to go here. 3, 2, 1, good luck and have fun. And we are going to start with Nemesis as they come out of the covered passage. We pick it up with Nightwalker, upper front hallway. He's got a grenade out. Look out, because he is going to toss it in the alley. Nope, he decides to top it. Upper fountain hallway, but just around the corner, Rovis with the SRA gunning him down before the grenade can go off. Nice shot there by Rovis, tossing a grenade all the way down to the patio, and it hits Esponja Man, not once, but twice, coming through. Influenza cleans him up. Esponja Man going down. Influenza and Hypnotic doing battle up on the patio, and it's going to be Zaniki who guns down Hypnotic very quickly. We are down to a 2-on-2 here. Coffin and a Day, who is going to win this first round and take control of the match early on here. We pick it up with Zaniki and Santa over on the arched foyer just above the bridge. Santa now looking inside the Market Square Alley. And back in the corner, it is Daywalker with the SRA. It looked like he was bleeding just a bit. Has about 85-90% of his health. Has the SRA, and that SRA is scoped in and right on the exit to that alleyway. As he now turns and runs down the new alley, trying to pick up Santa coming around. He hits Santa once, I believe. Yes, he did. Santa bleeding, but Zaniki with a medkit right there to heal him up. And back into battle he goes. Santa leading the charge here. HK-36 out. As Daywalker has departed that portion of the map, moved on as he's now in the upper fountain hallway, quickly running down, sniped or zoomed in, trying to snipe at Zaniki, not able to hit him. Once again, he doubles back, goes back over toward the patio courtyard side of that upper fountain hallway. We are now inside the game with Daywalker of Nemesis, zoomed in all the way over toward the exit of the alley timbers in the old alleyway. He's going to have to watch out here as he may be caught unsuspectingly from the backside. Yes, it is Santa coming down, trying to get the maneuver here on the flanking maneuver, not able to do so as once again he quickly retreats. Daywalker moving around the map here, trying to stay alive, trying to get into some advantageous point to where he can get off one shot and even the score up here. Right now it's a 2-on-1. Zaniki and Santa trying to run down Daywalker of Nemesis. Daywalker now over in the Market Square courtyard. Look out, here comes a grenade being tossed up from the main square alley up onto the bridge. First round going to be go to the Pimps here. 1-0 our score. As a good first round there, very competitive. That's what we want to see. Finally, a match that might be a little bit competitive here as we see grenades being tossed over the rooftops again. Not the best tactic, but seeing as it can be done, it will be done. Two grenades being dropped in courtyard alley. Nobody home for the Pimps. As Rove is once again staring down the upper fountain hallway, nobody home for Nemesis. On the patio end, it is a Esponja Man holding down with his LR-300. And Rovis gets another big SRA kill, this time on Nightwalker. And quickly charging in down that upper fountain hallway, it is Rovis. Zaniki right behind him, but a Esponja Man, two quick kills before he is outgunned by Influenza, who had been the third man down that alleyway. He also takes out Hypnotic. So Influenza doing good job there with his DE. As he had run out of ammunition with his LR-300, switched to the DE very quickly as we pick it up with Daywalker and Coffin as they drop down into the fountain courtyard. Some action going on in the backside here. Influenza up on the patio just above the fountain, and he has gunned down Daywalker with the final kill. And we are tied up here. Just about 5 minutes gone here in this first round. Score 1-1 here, UT Casa. All the action taking place inside the game, www.radioitg.com. That's where you can find all the good love in here. Urban Terror going on all day today. Grenades being exchanged again up on the upper fountain hallway. One helmet hit. That was Influenza, I believe, who it was hit. Yes, it was. He's gunning down and takes out a Esponja Man. And Zaniki gets the kill on Nightwalker. Influenza, though, needs a lot of help. He's down to about 10% health. He calls for a medic. Not going to get it, but he does get Daywalker coming up the stairs, and another kill there with the MP5K. 2-1 now our score in favor of Nemesis, as they have taken the one-point lead here early on. some good action so far. For the most part, taking place over in the Fountain Courtyard as we see Nightwalker bleed to death from Zaniki's attack. Esponja Man also got a whole lot of hole from, I believe that was Coffin. Yes, it was. As we see Influenza now quickly running through the Fountain Courtyard, aiming back up toward that T intersection, the main square alley, where it finds Coffin, who is put into the ground. Some nice work there by Influenza with his LR-300 once again. But Daywalker misses almost point blank as Influenza had his back to him. Not sure how he missed him. Daywalker quickly retreating, switching to his MP5K for one kill, then switching back to his SR-8 to get another kill there on one of the pimps. That was Zaniki. Now goes one-on-one versus Rovez over in the marketplace, and it's going to be Rovez who ties things up as we hit the 14-minute mark and counting. So some very good teamwork here by both clans. Very evenly matched clans here early on here in UT Casa. We pick it up with Hypnotic. He's got the SR-8 out. It is zoomed in, but he catches a grenade, quickly retreating as he's almost out of health, has about 5% left there. Daywalker takes a position back up at that T intersection, the main square alley there, with the MP5K out. As Pimp LZL coming through, MP5K blazing, and he takes down one. He gets Hypnotics, but Esponja Man there to get a whole lot, take him out. But Esponja Man not able to outlast the attacks of Influenza from the main square, the courtyard alley. Check that courtyard alley with Rovez in trail. So Rovez, Zaniki, and Influenza, the last three gamers alive to take on Daywalker and Coffin. As we pick up Daywalker and Coffin, they're over near the main square alley once again. Quickly retreating into the marketplace, Daywalker switching to his SR-8, trying to get the one shot, one kill, and he had a chance to take out Rovez near the main square alley. Didn't. Quickly retreated as they make their run through the marketplace down to the new alley. They go Coffin now, holding down the backside here of the new alleyway as Daywalker takes a position up on the stairwell, overlooking the marketplace on the patio, trying to get a shot in there. He does. Influenza and Rovez coming through, backing him up, Zaniki. So now 3-on-2 as Daywalker back up onto the patio under heavy attack here, quickly retreating down. Daywalker, though, switching MP5K, going to get a kill on Rovez. Nice work there, spams him to death. But Influenza, third man through for Pimp, takes down Daywalker. So it is going to be up to Coffin here. What is he going to be able to do? We'll find out here in just a moment as he comes through into the marketplace where he hooks up with both Pimp members. Influenza catches a bullet in the head. Coffin retreating, bleeding down to his Desert Eagle, and he's got a heal here. He does. As he does, he also reloads that Desert Eagle. Under heavy attack, Coffin not able to survive. He only had about 10% health. He got two shots in on Zaniki, 14 health, but cannot outlast his heavy attack. He goes down 3-2 in favor of the Pimps with just about 11 minutes to go here on UT Casa. We keep it here with Esponja Man as we see Influenza slow down by Hypnotic's SR-8 on another part of the map here. Esponja Man now switching to his LR-300. As he passes the main square alley, he gets taken down by Santa with his G36, doing a good job. Zaniki following that up with an HE grenade as he tosses that backwards into the marketplace. Nobody there, as we do see Hypnotic, Daywalker, and Coffin now coming through, but it's Santa with his HK36 repelling the attack. As Daywalker up onto the bridge, aiming back towards that T intersection, he gets hit. He does get one shot off, and that one shot does hit. But quickly retreating, Clan Pimp now going back for more of a defensive stand here as they run out of the Fountain Courtyard down the new alleyway near the covered passageway. That is a spawn area under heavy attack. Coffin putting on a show with his LR-300 right behind him. It is Daywalker coming through with the MP5K. One-on-one they go. And two kills very quickly here by Hypnotic and Daykiller in the round. Our score now, 10 minutes to go. We're at the halfway mark here on UT Casa. We pick up the action on the respawn with Clan Pimp, Santa, and Zaniki as Zaniki tossing grenades over the rooftop once again. That is a no-no, but it continues on. We've seen that more than one time by more than one clan, and that is something that continues to be exploited. But have no fear, it will be corrected. Esponja now, man, has his back to Rovez and LZ, and it's going to be LZL and Santa who get on Esponja, man, as they can the main square alley over in the alley. Timbers, they hook up one-on-one, mano-a-mano, Daywalker and Influenza, but it's going to be the LR300 of Influenza who gets a kill and the point, 4-3 now in favor of Clan Pimp. As we follow the respawn here with Robez up on the patio above the fountain courtyard, he goes. SR8 out. He is going to train that SR8 scope down that long straight hallway of the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home. As we see grenades going off up above the patio courtyard, Hypnotic now passing the T intersection, has the SR8 out, holding down the alley. Timbers and doing a mighty fine job of it. Daywalker and Coffin trying to hold that down there as we see a Sponge Man taking down, who was it? That was Santa he shot and killed. Nice work there. LZL now coming down, MP5 blazing past the alley. Timbers, three members of Nemesis all there to do battle with one Pimp member. LZL under heavy attack, retreating as he pulls out the PSG-1, but it's not to be. LZL outblasted with the MP5K by Daywalker, who now leads all scorers here in the map. 11 kills, 4 deaths, very good effectiveness for Daywalker. 10 kills, 6 deaths, 4 Influenza as the battle ensues. And it takes us on one here. Zaniki spammed to death by three members of Nemesis. And just like that, Clan Pimp was coned. 4-4 our score. 8-minute mark, so we are counting down and we are still tied. Zaniki running through the courtyard alleyway only to drop a grenade in and retreat very quickly back into the fountain courtyard. Zaniki, Influenza, and Santa holding down the fountain courtyard. As up above in the upper fountain hallway, it is Rovez and Santa gearing up to toss a couple grenades, and there is one grenade. Here comes a second grenade. They both go off. Nobody home from either clan to take splash damage from either of those grenades. As we see Coffin trying to hold his defensive position just at that courtyard alleyway. Grenades being tossed in there once again. That's followed by Coffin. Esponja Man and Coffin both get shot. Both die. As Pimp doing a good job here on the offensive, trying to take control here of UT Casa. They have Nightwalker cornered. SR8 out. He's under heavy attack by Influenza and Santa going up the stairway on to the patio that overlooks the patio courtyard there. You hear the G36 going off in the background with the LR300. They are trying to chase down the last two members here, Daywalker and Hypnotic, who are over now over in the patio, the fountain courtyard up on the patio. That is Daywalker with the SR8 out, last man standing for Nemesis once again. SR8, oh, he had Rovez in his sights, missed him, trying to follow up with the MP5K. That is unsuccessful as he quickly reloads, goes back through, headshot on Santa. He's able to take down Rovez. Nice work there, but it's going to be the LR300 of Influenza outgunning Daywalker and getting the point here, taking the Pimp. 5-4, our score is 6 minutes to go here. As we respawn and follow Nightwalker down the upper fountain hallway, tosses a grenade in there. Nobody from Pimp standing near the exit. As we go through the marketplace, actually, we go through the courtyard alley. Grenade being tossed in there. And Nightwalker following that up from a Nemesis with a couple of rounds being let off from his LR300 here. A Sponge Man holding down that patio, the upper fountain hallway. That is one of those vital areas you need to contain. But now we see Nemesis retreating down the foyer into the marketplace. They seem to like the marketplace as we see Hypnotic getting the SR8 shot off on Influenza and taking him out as LZL now PSG-1 in his hand. MP5K coming down the alley. Timbers trying to get the drop on Nemesis. Oh, great move here by Pimp as they came from both entrances and they are going to outgun all three members. Nemesis right there. Rovez getting the final kill. Great team. Great tactics by Pimp as they came from the alley. Timbers and from the market square out, cornering three members of Nemesis, leaving Daywalker to fend for himself up on the patio above the marketplace. SR8 in hand now, switching to the MP5K. He is over in the new alley as he now runs out past the marketplace, meeting up with Rovez, and Rovez going to get the kill here. Two-point advantage now for Clan Pimp. Great teamwork. That is what it takes here into this Open Cup. Teamwork, 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 and Clan Pimp showing off why they are PIMP. That is right. Good work by them once again. Nemesis not out of it, though, as they are only down by 4 minutes and 30 ticks left on the clock. As it looks like we are going to be paused here just a moment. Actually, check that. Nightwalker has gone 9-9-9 and very quickly into the game. It is Riders here as we were paused for just a moment, but we're back in the game. Nightwalker, like I said, he dropped here. It is going to be Riders taking his spot. As we see a bit of conversation going on about that big grenade kill, sends Riders all the way over the fountain off the patio. Great pick off there by Pimp. I believe that was Santa with the grenade attack. Yes, it was, in favor of Nemesis. As Riders is asking the admin to kick Nightwalker, as he is 9-9-9. Right now it's a 6-on-5, but Nightwalker is... continue here. Santa picked off by some MP5K spam from Daywalker once again. Daywalker and Coffin, 80% health each. MP5 and LR300 as they go after Influenza here in the Fountain Courtyard under heavy attack. Influenza switching to the MP5K as he was out of ammo, and it's going to be Daywalker who picks up the victory for Nemesis Corp. 6-5 is our score. As the round has been paused, Quentin of Clan Pimp asking for one of the gamers to be kicked. As Nightwalker has been kicked, we're going to resume the match here in just about 3 seconds. 2-1, our score here, 6-5. 3 minutes left to go in the match. Who is it going to be coming down to the wire here on a UT Costa? Do you believe Pimp can maintain this one-point lead, or is Nemesis just too strong here that they will take the round? We'll see here in just about 3 minutes as we pick up the action with Riders coming off the bench here cold, but he's got an HE grenade. That'll warm things up very quickly as he exchanges a grenade, tosses down that upper fountain hallway. As he goes on the offensive very early, but it's going to be a Sponge Man who gets a kill on Santa coming through that hallway. And Influenza and Zaniki coming through the upper fountain hallway. And Ryder's going to have to look out, but too little too late. He catches a bullet in the head. Daywalker now quickly retreating down the new alleyway. MP5K out. Zaniki gets a kill on Daywalker from the upper fountain hallway and left to fend for himself. Actually, Hypnotic and a Coffin, the last two gamers here for Nemesis Corp, as he quickly retreats. What's up with his teammate? Gets a little sexual healing as they heal each other up. 80% health now for both gamers, one with the MP5K and SR8, the other with the LR300 and the medkit helmet and a Kevlar. So we're going to see what happens here. Hypnotic looking down the new alley. He's got three pimps coming after him. Look out. He turns tail and runs. But Coffin right there to help him out. Pick up and picking off. But doing all the picking off is Clan Pimp. Zaniki, LZL, and Influenza getting the last three kills there for Clan Pimp. 2-point advantage now. 7-5 is our score. As we are down to 1 minute 20 seconds, as Hypnotic becomes a nasty stain. Nice HE grenade toss. Santa, you hear all the grenades going off. That is near the main square alley and the bridge. As we see Coffin and Nightwalker once again retreating back into the marketplace. Now back through that market square alley. As we see Zaniki and Santa along with Influenza coming through. Left to fend for himself. Riders and a Sponger Man. They cannot let out the attacks of a 3-on-2 odd man rush. As LZN now bleeds to death from Daywalker's attack. As Daywalker and Coffin once again retreating back into the marketplace over the corner of the marketplace. But look out from above. Here comes Influenza. Nightwalker waiting for him right there. Looking up. Influenza, though, coming down the backside of the stairs. He gets a kill on Coffin. Daywalker left to fend for himself. He outguns Zaniki in the new hallway. the new alleyway. But Influenza just too strong, as he had backup from other pimps right behind him. 8-5 as the Pens have put a three-point streak here together. 22 seconds to go here in the first round on UT Casa, and it has been an outstanding match. This match still up in the air. 3 points separates Nemesis Corporation and Pimp as we see a sponge man taught how to fly by a grenade from Zaniki of Clan Pimp. Nemesis Corp quickly retreating once again as we see riders holding down that upper fountain hallway once again. Coming through the alleyway, it is Santa, it is Rovez. Coffin and riders killing both of them. As we see Influenza and LZL coming through very quickly, 2-on-1 on Riders. He gets gunned down as they go in search of Hypnotic. It is a 2-on-1 here. LZL, check that, 3-on-1. LZL, Zaniki, and Influenza all looking for Hypnotic as we're going to go inside the game here on the mini-map and see where they are. And right now they are opposite sides of the map. Hypnotic just passing the covered passageway. That is one of the spawn points. Headshot. That is going to end the round. 9-5 is our score. We're going to step away here for just 30 seconds. Come back for a little UT Turnpike. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. Clan Base. Fall, spring 2005 Cup action.
And let's see, who wants wheat off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ICG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with your running down scores there from the first round. An outstanding first round, probably the best one we have covered all week long. Our score is 9-5 in favor of Pimp after UT Casa. It is still anybody's game. Checking out scores here very quickly, we have Daywalker of Nemesis, 22 kills, 9 deaths. Excellent round for him. Nightwalker was right behind him, but Nightwalker, unfortunately, met up with a 999. It was going to be the sub for Nemesis Corp. On the side of the clan, that is in the lead by 4 points. Clan Pimp, Influenza, 21 kills, 9 deaths. Santa, 11 and 12. Influenza basically leading a charge here for Clan Pimp. But Rovez and Zaniki getting some timely kills in there, as was Santa with some timely HE grenades. So our score here, 9-5. The map has rotated. We are now on UT Turnpike. And as you know, UT Turnpike, a very fast-playing map, also dominated by HE grenades. We'll have to see if that is going to be the case here as we get ready to start the second round, as we have dropped in the match. And Clan Pimp says they will be ready in just about 60 seconds. As we look over the teams here once again, waiting to see what the starting lineups are going to be. But what an amazing first round there by both clans. Close all the way down about the last 2.5 minutes before Clan Pimp got on a bit of a hot streak here. Nemesis Corp had their chance to pull out one or two of those, but Clan Pimp very quickly here doing a nice job to maintain their lead and actually build on it just a little bit. But the way both of these clans are playing, 4 points is definitely not a safe lead, especially as we rotate over to UT Turnpike. Going to be a fast-paced map here. Watch out in the company park. You'll see a lot of HE grenade action, a lot of automatic fire inside the main office. And what can I say? It's going to be a hell of a round. Stay tuned. We'll see who takes it here in just about 1 minute. We're coming right back.
This is Radio ITG.
That's right. It is Radio ITG Inside the Game, and that is where we take you each and every cast that we cover. This is just one of three Urban Terror matches today, and if this match is any foreshadowing of what is to come, then we're going to have one hell of a day, and I am going to be hoarse by the end of my 3 hours of shoutcasting. Right now, we're just in between rounds waiting for both clans to ready up here. As Zenix, our admin, continues to ask, are we ready? As the admin is ready, I am ready as well. As I get word here from Zenix that Gods would like their match casted against Frag Robber, so I may be making some adjustments here after the break, as I sort of did promise Gods I would actually shoutcast them. But like I said, we had a bit of confusion there between yesterday and today with Cyberkill being dropped, Frag Robbers being quickly inserted into the schedule, but we'll have to see what happens here after this match is over. We don't have time to deal with that now. We got some game to go into, and we're still waiting for the admin to ready both clans here. Clan Pimp of Poland, the proverbial strong urban terror country of Portugal. And I have said it before, I am a pretty big pimp for Portugal. I think they have a great community. Not to slam any other community, maybe except for the USA. Just kidding, if you're listening here in North America. Oh, yeah, and Canada. I forgot they're part of North America, too, aren't they? Just kidding. Having a good time here. All right, we are waiting for the specs to get into spec mode and for both clans to ready up. It looks like Clan Pimp's going to be in blue. They're going to same lineup they had on UT Cost. It's going to be Zaniki, Santa, Rovez, Influenza, and who substitute, who is going to be Quentin. And for... they still have six gamers in, in the match, but I am just going to take a wild. Riders is probably going to sit out the round as the Sponge Man and Hypnotic as our starting five. As we're just set to go now, 3-2-1. Good luck, have fun. Here we go, gang. Fast-paced map, UT Turnpike. As we're going to pick it up in the company park, grenade action. You hear it right there. A lot of kills already. Coffin. And Nightwalker and a Sponge Man all meet up with their death very quickly here. And we go inside the office building up to the second floor where we pick it up. Bouncing off the wall was Riders, and it's going to be Influenza with the kill. But coming upstairs, Daywalker cleans up Influenza. Oh, more kills on the stairs as Santa decides to take his chance going up the stairs. And guess who he finds? Daywalker, and it's going to be Clan Pimp here. Early on, getting the early victory. We restart here, respawn. As we follow Riders in to the metro station. Grenades, HE grenades being tossed into the company park once again. It is dotted with players from Nemesis. Coffin gets a kill on LZL, and he also taken down Rovis. As I see four bodies in a row lined up here from Pimp, and it is down to Santa. Will he deliver? No, the little fat man with the white beard cannot deliver for Clan Pimp. We are tied 1-1 as Nemesis Corp gets on the board early. We pick up the action on the respawn with Daywalker, who goes inside the alley entrance, dropping one grenade, dropping two grenades. Nobody home there as he comes out under heavy attack. As Daywalker checked that, he did get one shot off that into the chest of, I believe, LZL of Clan Pimp. As Daywalker, big SRA kill. Santa on the receiving end when he is usually a giver. As Daywalker now in it to the McCain supply yard under attack from Zaniki, passing the white SUV coming around the backside. Daywalker, MP5 kill, two in a row here for Nemesis Corp, as they now hold a one-point advantage, and that is what they need to do in order to come back here and tie things up. Inside the office we go. LR-300 action all over the place. Riders outgunned. Rovis, three hits, three kills. Nightwalker hit him. For some reason, he did not go down, but Daywalker comes out on top with his MP5K as he goes into the restroom area very quickly, pulls out the HE grenade. Two of them, tosses them up into the second-story window just on the stairwell. It is LZL of Pimp holding down that stairwell. Better watch out from up above, as I guarantee you somebody will hop up on that mailbox in it, too. That second-story window is coughing now. Has his LR-300 trained on the window, but getting a couple of shots off. It is LZL dropping down to William Street under attack from up above. In it to the office he runs, holding just in front of the restrooms. He is down to about 20% health. He is also the last member. There it is, last kill. Coffin living up to the name, putting LZL in a coffin. 3-1 now in favor of Nemesis Corp as they are putting on a show of skill here. 3-1 as they have rattled off the last three wins here in a row. Leading the charge down the alleyway, it is Hypnotic, it is Riders, followed by Nightwalker and Coffin, bringing up the ass end of Nemesis Corporation. as they get ready to infiltrate the office building just on the other side of the door. Here he comes, Santa coming through. Reiners finishes him off with a quick LR-300 kill. Also gets a kill on LZL, who came from the front portion of the office into the back office hallway. Never had a chance. Daywalker now, LR-300. He's got two clan members with him. That is Coffin. That is Riders. And looking to stick his head in the loading docks. It is Influenza as he runs past the north parking lot doors, closing those. As he now waits for Zaniki, and we have a little game of door tag going on here as the door opens and closes. Coming up to support the door, it is Riders, but looking and coming into the loading docks, being led for Pimp, it is Rovez. He's got two Pimps behind him. One is Zaniki, and the other Influenza, as they now methodically make their way through the office here, trying to clean it out of any members from Nemesis Corporation. And Nemesis has already evacuated. They are now over in the North Metro parking lot, the Metro Station parking lot, holding down corners out of sight of the doors, looking, trying to get the drop on Pimp as Riders, the door opens. He gets one kill on Influenza, and inside it goes was actually, I guess nobody. I thought somebody went inside there. Maybe not. No, it looked like Nightwalker was just about to go inside, but he quickly retreated. Three Nemesis members, all with about 90% health, all with LR-300s out, being led by Coffin as they make their way toward the entrance of the office building. As they make their way towards past the restroom, over to the reception entrance, as they open the doors to the reception entrance, nobody in the Metro Station. In the company park, battle ensues. It is Rovis one-on-one with Nightwalker, and Rovis actually gets two kills here. He takes out Riders and Nightwalker, that leaving one gamer left, and it is going to be Coffin who bleeds to death. Rovis doing a nice job here. He stops the bleeding and gets a point here back for the Pimps. Our score 3-2, as we're just now 6 minutes into the match, being led here in the second round by Nemesis Corporation. 3-2 from the upper story window. Look out, grenade tossed in. Zaniki catches just a bit of splash damage from it as he retreats down the stairwell. Now three members of Pimp healing up, and going to have to be very careful watching for a grenade coming through there again. No grenades. As we now go to the south parking lot, coming around the corner, it was Coffin picked off by Influenza as we make our way inside the main office. As Rovis picks up two kills, as Riders and Hypnotic were healing up near the entrance to the restrooms, and we are tied, especially Clan Pimp, 10-3. Some great effectiveness, good ratio for Rovis here in the second round on UT Turnpike. Our score at 3-3, we are tied, but remember, by virtue of winning that first round 9-5, Pimps do have a 4-point lead to play with. So it is going to be up to Nemesis Corp to win the match, as they have to come from behind in order to do so. Daywalker over in the alleyway under the train tracks. SR8 out. Coming around the corner, it is Rovis, supported by Zaniki, quickly switching to his MP5K, but not fast enough. It is going to be Zaniki who guns down Daywalker. And 4-3, our score now is momentum has shifted once again. It is back to Clan Pimp. As we go inside the office, it is Rovis retreating up the stairs. He gets a kill. Check that, on Hypnotics outside, and three members of Pimp. Just too much there for Nemesis Corp. As Riders, Coffin, Daywalker, and Hypnotic. Rovis getting two of those kills. LZL and Zaniki also getting one apiece. So Nemesis gonna have to try to stop this shift of momentum here, as Daywalker takes down one of the hottest players going so far from Pimp, Rovis, with his SR8 coming through the Metro Station, entering the park and entering the reception office entrance. It is Coffin. Quickly upstairs he goes, LR-300 out, looking down William Street with the LR-300. He gets a couple of shots off in the direction of LZL, who quickly makes it inside the office. Coffin, though, on the wrong end of Santa's G36. A quick ho-ho-ho from Santa as he takes down one of the Nemesis gamers. There's Santa and LZL healing up here very quickly on the other side of the office building. It is Hypnotic, LR-300 out. He entered from the alleyway. Grenade coming through there. It does no damage, though. Hypnotic, though, on the wrong side of Santa's G36. Nightwalker now retreating. He left the doors open, and he's gangbang. Two-on-one Nightwalker going down. LZL with the pistol whip. Desert Eagle does him in. Our score now, 3. It's Clan Pimp coming from behind here on a UT Turnpike, putting a little streak of their own together to go back up on top, 3-1. We see Influenza and Zaniki catching bullets and HE grenades from a Nemesis courses. Action shifts inside. Nightwalker and Riders near the reception desk. They are picked up by Hypnotic, who joins them. It's a 3-on-2 odd man rush here. Now it's even 2-on-2 as Hypnotic is taken out by Santa. 2-on-2, Nightwalker and Riders quickly coming through, showing no mercy, outgunning Santa and LZL in that little 2-on-2 action right there. And quickly on the respawn, Rovez tossing grenades over in the direction of the alleyway. Nobody home there as we shift action here. Go with Riders in game. Coming outside the park entrance, Zaniki and Influenza dying at the hand of Riders once again. Riders, nice job as he has been a great subcorp right now with 11 kills. Robes, last man standing here for Pimp, retreating upstairs. Pulls out a grenade, but then trying to switch to another weapon. Not able to outlast the attacks of Coffin as Nemesis Corp now 1 point back, 6-5. They have 10 minutes in order to pull even and try to make up those 4 points they lost in the first round. As Nemesis Corp spawning out front in the McCain Supply Yard. Coming through the north parking lot, they enter the north parking lot entrance, being led by Coffin into the office. But 2-on-1, it is LZL and Zaniki. LZL catching a ball, as does Santa and Influenza. Corp waking up here at the 10-minute mark. Zaniki now, shiny bullet to the noggin from Nightwalker. And Nemesis Corp seems to be turning skills on and off here, reaching deep into their bag of tricks as Rovez now trying to outlast a 4 rush here. He's over the McCain Supply Yard. LR300 out as a nice little wall jump there over the fence, past the south parking lot, into the company park, passing the blue van, and into the metro station he comes. And Rovez heard the door open coming from the north side of the map. It was Daywalker, MP5 blazing, taking him down. And we guess what? Back to a tie, 6-6. But remember, by virtue of their win on the first map, Pimp still up by 4. As we follow Riders inside the office under heavy attack, hitting the left arm twice as he quickly retreats. But Riders plays catch. Actually, he caught LZL. Hypnotic coming through. He's going to get the victory here for Hypnotic. A flawless victory. You hear the laugh of barbecue in the background. That's right. Flawless victory. That is the first one of the day, and it goes to Nemesis Corp. Nemesis Corp slowly chipping away at the lead, 7-6. They are only down by 3 now. As we follow Nemesis Corp in to the metro station, as we await Coffin and Riders coming through as they look inside the reception entrance. Going inside there, nobody there. We do see a couple members of Pimp on the other side of the office building. That is LZL under attack, as is Rovez. They are being attacked by Riders, who tosses a grenade over. Rovez catches the grenade. Look out. He is painting their walls red. Not what you want to do here in Urban Terror. Your blood does not make good paint, as Rovez just found out in the McCain Supply Yard. We go mano a mano. It is Influenza and Hypnotic, but Hypnotic coming out on top with his LR300. Out onto William Street he goes, waiting for support from Coffin. But Coffin, a whole lot of hole in Santa. We're now down to a Coffin left to fend for himself. He's got to take down Zaniki and LZL. It can be done. And this would really put a feather in the cap of Nemesis Corp if they can get this victory somehow, a 2-on-1 victory for Coffin. Or if he can outlast him at 2 minutes and 30 seconds and get a draw, that helps as well. But Nemesis Corp, 3 points behind at this stage of the match. They are up by 1 here in this round. As I said, slowly chipping away at Pimp. As we switch to the mini-map, as we see Coffin passing the front of the restrooms through the company park, here comes Pimp. As we follow the action on the mini-map, they come out near the McCain Supply Yard once again. And we could have some action here in just a minute. Check that. They are out on William Street, I believe. Yes, they are. Here comes Coffin, though. Coffin now switches places with him as Zaniki and LZL go inside the office. And a little game of cat and mouse here. That bodes well for Coffin and Nemesis Corp as he makes his way inside the back loading docks. Down the back hallway he comes. We're going to have a battle here. 2-on-1, LZL and Zaniki. Zaniki goes down, but it's going to be LZL with the final kill here for Clan Pimp. They get the victory. We are tied up at just about 5:30 to go. Daywalker, we pick him up on the respawn. He's got the SRN-8 out. He is looking down the alleyway. We hear grenades being tossed down that alleyway. Daywalker now coming through with his MP5K. He is going to enter the alley entrance. Nobody home in the office. Comes out on to William Street, but his clanmates doing all the damage over in the company park. And just like that, Nemesis Corp goes back up 8-7. As we pick up the action with Pimp coming through the metro station very quickly, we see all sorts of grenade action being exchanged in the company park near the south parking lot. Daywalker and Coffin come getting two kills on Rovez and LZL before Hypnotic outblasted with the G36 from Santa. Zaniki under a heavy attack. He is bleeding. He never had a chance. 3-on-1. Give that kill to Ryder. Give the point to Nemesis Corp. 9-7 now. They are 2 points down here in the match. 4.5 minutes to go. Still anybody's game as we watch the action unfold here. 4 minutes, 30 seconds, and counting. Sorry, Zenix. I hit D by mistake in chat. I did not want to do that. Coffin coming through the back alley, leading the charge here for Nemesis Corp as they toss grenades, trying to clear the area. As they do, Coffin now turns a corner, looking over toward that reception area where he sees Zaniki just running out that reception door and back in to the metro station. Yeah, Zenix, I will D you, but don't mock me, my friend. As Hypnotic, Coffin, and Riders now going through the reception entrance into the metro station, we hear gunfire in the distance. As we see Hypnotics and Daywalker outlasting Zaniki and Rovez. So Nemesis, Nemesis Corp doing a good job here. Hypnotic coming down from the stairs, hooks up with Santa again, killing him. As a little team kill going on here. Hypnotics killed by his clanmate Riders. That is not what you want. 2-on-1 though, LZL, the last member here, as he reloads his Desert Eagle, now switches to his LR-300. He's got a full clip. He's got about 40% health as he makes a move over to the metro station parking lot. As we go high above him, switch into mini-map mode as he comes through the metro station very slowly, very quietly. We're going to have action here near the reception entrance as we see Riders and a Coffin coming through. First man through Coffin. He is outgunned by LZL, but it's going to be Riders who picks up the victory for Nemesis Corp, and it is down to 1 point, my friends. 1 point separating these two. 10-7 is our score here in the second round as we approach the 2 minute, 30 second round. Riders is hit by a grenade as he quickly retreats. Coffin under heavy attack from the side entrance from the park. Coffin picks up the kill, though. Daywalker outlasts LZL. And a lot of action taking place here as Nemesis Corp definitely dominating this round as they have definitely turned it on. Rovez outlasted by Riders, who quickly retreats. Nightwalker right there cannot avoid the exploding monkey. Santa dropping that on him and getting the kill. But it is going to be Riders who picks up the last kill. 11-7 is our score. We are tied. Excellent comeback by Nemesis Corp at the 2 minute mark. It is 0, folks. We have 2 minutes to go, and it is anybody's game. A wide open match here. Edge, though, going to Nemesis Corp as they have rattled off about 4 in a row here on the Pimps to take an 11-7 lead. Oh, and caught with his pants down, Influenza taking out Riders, who has been the man of the match. 23 kills for him. But Nightwalker and teammate Daywalker picking up the victory. And now they go up by one, 12-7 in this round. They are ahead as we meet in the alleyway, 3-on-3. Gunfire ensuing. You hear it in the background. Coffin torn asunder by the AK-103 Santa. But a nice grenade there. Tossed in by Daywalker and Ryder. Takes out Influenza and Zaniki. Rove has also decided to try to play connect catch with a grenade. Not advisable at this stage in the map. Nightwalker getting the final kill here. 1 minute to go. 13-7 is our score. And Nemesis Corp now up by 2 points. As we're under 60 seconds to play, Santa coming through the back parking lot, catches a grenade. He becomes a nasty stain, hypnotic. Also lighting LZL up with another grenade. As we go in the game here with Riders one-on-one inside the metro station behind the pillar. It is going to be Riders and Nightwalker getting the last two kills. And as we approach the 30-second mark, it is all a Nemesis Corp here putting the smackdown on Pimp. And who's now? Actually, I should say, who's your daddy? As Nemesis Corp coming from 4 points down to take the lead here on Clan Pimp, doing an outstanding job of playing like a clan should play. A lot of teamwork going on here. Nightwalker dropping a grenade down inside the entrance. It catches Zaniki. Watch out from the second floor stairs. As it is Hypnotic coming through, and he gets the last round win, DE to the head. Is that going to do it? Yes, that is. Congratulations go to Nemesis Corp. They outlast coming from behind to take the victory. I need a break. We're going to come right back, wrap things up here on the postgame show. It's Oswald inside the game. Some great clan base spring 2005 Cup action. We'll be right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. You've heard probably the best match of this spring 2005 Cup to date. Some great action there from both the Pimps and Nemesis Corporation. But in the end, it is Nemesis Corporation coming through on that second round on UT Turnpike. Final score of that round, 15-7. As they not only come from behind in the round, but come from behind in the match to defeat the Pimps 20-16. As we look at handing out the Dead Llamas players of the game, I am definitely going to have to give it to Riders, who definitely led the charge here for Nemesis Corporation. And on the side of the Pimps, it is going to be Santa. So Riders and Santa are Dead Llamas players of the game. Congratulations to both of them. It was one hell of a match here. And that is the first of three matches. Stay tuned for the next two coming up. As, damn, I hope the next two are just as exciting as this one. Some kick-ass action. Both of these clans to be commended for, like I said, the best match to date. You heard it right here inside the game. Nobody brings it to you better than us.